One of the most important people in my life was Dr. Chester Peters. He was our vice president for student affairs and my mentor and advisor during my college years as well as a young professional. He was a sculptor. He would spend time with groups of students, faculty, and staff thinking about leadership principles and placing them into a clay sculpture, and then he would make them out of wood. So for example, if he was talking about motivation, he would have a wood piece that would describe how to motivate others, or leadership, or personal growth. And these would be works of art that he would use to illustrate particular kinds of styles or techniques to improve your leadership or personal growth. This is Pat Bosco on the campus of Kansas State University, where I served nearly 50 years as a university administrator working with students and families. This podcast addresses our interest of wanting to be more authentic, more impactful in our daily lives, whether we're working with people, family members, or just our ability to respond to the day-to-day challenges of everyday life. One piece is sitting on my bookshelf today at the office, and it is called Creative Problem Solving. And it's in the shape of an arch, and there are several pieces of wood that make an arch, and each piece is dependent on the piece below it. The first piece of Dr. Peters' wood sculpture is a piece that's a block of wood with four sides. He illustrates that this first piece of wood is the foundation for problem solving. And that piece of wood defines a process that's been with me for the rest of my life. And it deals with defining the problem. You see, this piece of wood has four sides. Three sides have an eye. And the eye is a different shape and made out of a different piece of wood, different type of wood. What he illustrated by that those three sides is we have to look at a problem from different sides and different points of view. It brings into the importance of listening and making sure that everyone has a chance to define the problem from how they see the world. That's a fundamentally important part of decision making. How many times we get a situation, I don't care whether it's family or work, that we immediately go to a solution and we don't take time to listen and clearly define why we've gathered, why we're looking for a solution. What's the problem? The fourth side is probably the most revealing because that side has no eye. It's blank. And for me, and for the sculpture, Dr. Peters, it meant that for some, they don't see a problem. They don't see a problem at all. So if we're going to be authentic and we're going to lead, I learned a valuable lesson from Dr. Peters, one of many, that we want to make sure that we don't go off and try to solve problems unless they're clearly defined. And we have to listen. We have to lower the volume if we're going to be sincere and authentic and real and involve everyone that's going to be affected. And that sometimes we go too fast to solve a problem when most people in the room haven't defined it or don't see that there's a problem.